So go ahead and find your happy seated posture here. We're going to do seven factors of awakening here, which is becoming pertinent as we're kind of trying to look into the five skandhas. And if you know this meditation, you also know it's pertinent because Christmas is coming and this is a Christmas meditation. So this is the seven factors of awakening as manifestations of a five-year-old child on Christmas morning. Very important framing device. But before we get into the factors themselves, just go ahead and check and see what the kind of configuration of the body and mind is here. Starting with a very kind of bland assessment of how much access you have to your body and mind in this moment. So that's not setting up a project. Just kind of checking to see if you have some momentum going. It's kind of running into a particular corner of the present moment. It's fine if there is, just recognize it. And we'll just do a couple things that may or may not contribute to broadening a little bit the scope of awareness. I'm seeing if you can just settle into what it's like to be here with whatever that momentum is. First one is to see if you can relax your gaze, even if your eyes are closed. See if you can relax your eyes, like your eyes are looking at something very far away, looking at kind of like looking at a cloud way off there. You can imagine a happy little cloud far away, and your eyes are just kind of resting on it. You're not really hunting for anything. Relax the muscles around the mouth. Bring your awareness to those muscles, bring your awareness to the mouth. Know deeply in your bones that occasionally the corners of your mouth inexplicably creep back towards your ears, but you don't need to do anything with them right now. Just allow them to relax. And see if you can relax both of those things at the same time, your gaze and your mouth. Relax your shoulders, let them fall down and back. Or give them permission to fall down and back. And they can do whatever they want, but And we'll combine that with the eyes and the mouth. Relax the belly, the low belly, in such a way that the diaphragm has a little bit of space to work on the in-breath. You don't need to control either. You don't need to control your breathing or your diaphragm. Don't need to really control your abdominal muscles in any particular way. Just see if you can create a little bit of softness, a little bit of space. See if you can yield to the arrival of the breath in the belly. And we'll combine that with the shoulders and the face. We'll do one last thing, which is to see if that yielding of the to the in-breath can go all the way down to your pelvic floor. Almost like the diaphragm is like gonna, it's like pushing you down, say like to where your root is in touch with the earth, although you might not literally be in touch there. And the idea is to make it a soft contact. So see if you can relax, be yielding, be soft all the way down at the kind of root of the torso. And we'll fold that in with the rest, so with the belly, with the shoulders, with the face. So we're gonna work through the seven factors of awakening. Starting with the first, which is mindfulness. And we're gonna be building these up in relation to the breath. So please be concrete. Pick a spot. The traditional ones are either the nostrils or in the belly, but pick a spot to get in touch with those sensations. And mindfulness is the frame, it's the container in the context of the 5-year-old child on Christmas morning. It is the knowledge, the unshakable knowledge. This is Christmas Day. In our case, this is a day of being alive. So we're going to take the breath as the big Christmas present. And establishment of mindfulness of the first of the seven factors of awakening is just the kind of sustained recollection. Oh, this is it. This meaning that whatever spot you picked, I'm doing the nose. Okay, so if I say something about my nose, well, you just replace that with wherever it is you're attending to your breath. And mindfulness is supposed to be developed to perfection here. So see if that recollection of the mind around these sensations can kind of renew itself. Second factor is investigation. For now, we'll gloss that as kind of interest or curiosity. This is the 5-year-old child being absolutely unable to take his or her eyes off of the present. As if by rapt attention alone, X-ray vision could become a reality. Now, the important thing is that our adorable 5-year-old child is not making an effort. It's spontaneous. A spontaneous, sustained investigation. Into the sensations themselves, right? So into your spot, the spot you picked. Third factor is energy. Effort, I like the words zest and gusto. This is the way that a 5-year-old child tears apart wrapping paper. Make the encounter between awareness and the sensations of the breath like that. Make it vigorous, zesty. Now, the 5-year-old is not going to stop until the gift is fully open, right? Fourth factor is joy. Make it a celebration. Is it not something to celebrate, something to enjoy? Fifth factor is ease or relaxation. The sweet release of it finally being Christmas Day. Nothing to anticipate. Nothing to seek after outside of this moment. The sixth factor is samadhi, could be translated as concentration. The sustained. The easeful, sustained recognition of this breath arising all on its own. So all the other factors are still elevated. Active here, they're working. Still the container. Okay, these particular sensations. Still interest, vigorous engagement, kind of a lightness, kind of joy about it. A sense of ease. And they just keep coming. That's samadhi, being here where they keep showing up. We had to project some wisdom on our 5-year-old, a 5-year-old that wants to soak up every single minute of Christmas Day, every single shatna, they say in Buddhism, the smallest perceptible division of time. Seventh factor is equanimity, a kind of open-handedness. Now we're really going to have to project some wisdom onto our 5-year-old child because this child wants to know what Christmas is really like beyond ideas of good and bad, beyond pleasant and unpleasant. In short, let the moments be exactly how they are. See if you can let them be even more how they are. Okay, and we're going to see if you can drop the assertion that these particular sensations are even breath. Or anything that you can even name. Do they need a name to be what they are? And they're kind of fenced in, aren't they? It's like a little fence around my nose here. I want them to be even more free. So I'm going to remove that fence. I'm no longer going to say that other things are not the sensations of the breath of the nose. And these things are the sensations of the breath of the nose. I'm just going to take the fence down. But I'm not taking down awareness. I'm not taking down mindfulness. I'm not taking down interest or investigation. I'm not taking down joy. I'm not taking down zest or energy. Not taking down relaxation. Not taking down that kind of settledness that places me right here where these moments keep inexplicably cropping up. Not taking down equanimity. A profound non-resistance to the moments being like whatever they're like. Best Christmas ever.